Step nine is it's one of the places where people will slack, and it could severely impact your finding the perfect place. And I'll explain this. Step nine is follow through. And what I mean by that is follow through with every lead, even if you're just convinced it's going to be a waste of time. Just have the mindset of, hey, I really, this is my vision. I want to find this dream place or whatever it is you're doing with this process, because I know other people are working on other things. But I want you to have the mindset of having fun with it. And I already mentioned being thorough. So have a lot of fun and bring joyfulness to the process of leaving no stone unturned. The place where I'm calling you from right now, which I'm calling my dream property, which I found in the year 2000, then we actually bought it in 2002. The name of the place is Bodie Creek Farm. We didn't name it. The previous owners named it, and we liked the name enough that we kept it. One of the things that happened, and I shared with you the lead that brought me here, it was at a workshop called The Art of Mentoring with John Young, and met this couple, Cody and Lisa, and we told them we were looking for a place, roughly described what we were looking for. And they said, oh, our housemates are moving out, and we're looking for new housemates to rent with us. And I said, well, we're not looking for a rental. We're looking to actually buy a place. And they said, oh, yeah. Well, the landlord said, do your trial period as a community. And then if it works out, they would sell us the land. So I thought, that's interesting. But then I learned that it was near Bellingham, Washington. And I had some preconceptions and judgments about the community based on a couple of people that I had met in Seattle, which thinking about that now is actually pretty hilarious. I'm kind of laughing at myself that I let myself go with those judgments and preconceptions. The only bumper sticker that I have that I've ever had on any vehicle says, don't believe everything you think. Wise counsel. If you've ever thought you were certain about something and later found out you weren't, that's why. So I had some misconceptions, some preconceived notions about the community, and I really didn't want to be in Whatcom County, Washington, near Bellingham. That was not where I wanted to be, but I followed through on the lead. And that turned out to be our dream property. It turned out to have things, to have elements on the property that I never thought to even ask for. For example, there's a mountain spring on the land, and the water system was already connected to the spring. So the water that comes out of my tap in the house is mountain spring water. Now, I had the belief that it would be impossible to find a spring in the lower 48 states of the United States. And we've had the water tested. It's amazing water. And I'm only a little over a half hour from the I-5 corridor. That's this large freeway that goes from Canada to Mexico. So that it had things that I didn't even think to ask for, and it turned out to be the dream property, but only because I followed through, and I was thorough. I followed through on every lead because you never know. You may even get a lead to a place, and that place turns out to be, not at all your vision, but then you stop somewhere to put gas in your car or to get lunch, and you meet someone else, and that turns out to be a lead that leads you to just the right place. You just never know. I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe in synchronicity. And I think we can live our lives in such a way that we increase synchronicity in our lives. We can increase these synchronicities happening, and part of where it starts is paying attention to synchronicities and being open to them happening. And in this particular process, this is one of the steps. I didn't add any fluff to this, and I didn't leave anything out. This is the recipe, these 10 steps. And step nine is follow through on every lead. I know sometimes I'm repeating myself, but I have to hammer this home because some people will not. If I had not followed up on the lead because I had a preconception about what people were like in this part of the country, I never would have found my dream property. But regardless of you're already certain that it's not going to work, I still want you to follow through on every lead. You never know where it's going to come from.